When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2.
We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, fam? It's Chappelle, host of the Recap Kickback podcast, here for the latest exit interview of Deal or No Deal Island as a part of the RHAP Hit or Quit podcast feed. And I'm here with our most recently eliminated contestant from Deal or No Deal Island, the breakout star of season one of Deal or No Deal Island. It's Aaron. Aaron, I mean, it's great to see you, but not like this, man.
It's hard to watch, but you know, it's poetic justice. I was constantly in my own head, made a lot of mistakes that I could have avoided, and it's funny that the way I ended was the same thing. So it's, you know, I wasn't the best player, but I'm glad I was at least entertaining.
Listen, you were easily the star of this season. I saw so much support for you online, so there's nothing to feel bad about as far as your gameplay, because I have a lot of questions about some of the things that happened this season. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. So last episode, you went up against the banker with the potential of beating him for a second time. This would have been the first time someone got to go against the banker twice and come back successfully. Were you more confident having already done it before?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think everyone watching knew, and you know, Joe's like, first question is you look strong, like, you're puffing out your chest. I was like, I got a little bit of a tan. I was a lot more confident, and I didn't want to put myself in position. I think it was pretty obvious that no one was going to eliminate me and that was the only way I was eliminated. I knew there was a moment. I was like, this is full circle. Like I started the game playing I think it sounds like I'll be the last one until, you know, it like, I feel like from what I've heard, the game format like changed or something. So, I was the last person to at least put money in the pot. I'll say that.
Yeah. And you had a great showing both times, but this time it didn't work out. But had it worked out, Aaron, I do have some questions about that. Yeah, the episode is centered around what would you have done if you had beat the banker? There's some questions about whether or not Boss and Rob was plotting against you. Stephanie was saying that he turned on you. We saw you kind of waffling with it in the show. I have to just come out and ask you, were you going to eliminate Boss and Rob had you beat the banker?
I didn't have it in me. The game of me wants to say, yeah, like, ooh, that last second, just eliminate him. But no, I... The big thing they don't show is me and Stephanie had a bit of a a bit of an argument, and she was more frustrated than me for good reason, is that I told her, like, oh, the plan to get you out with Miranda and that whole debacle was more Rob than me. And I think, and I really owned up, and Rob told me, like, stop telling, you see in the clip, you see in the episode, like, stop letting them say this, and stop just accepting this and like leaning into this, because he knew I was just being like, oh, it's not me, it's Rob. So I felt really bad that I had kind of thrown Rob under the bus. I felt bad that I felt like they made the fight. So I bring this up to Stephanie, and Stephanie's like, you told me that Rob was the one who did it. So I really felt like I had to own up to my actions, and I felt really bad, even though maybe I should have just leaned into it. But I feel like maybe throwing Rob under the bus a few times and being the one who's a little more lying. So, you know, him, I knew that Stephanie wasn't fully showing the truth, but I got in my own head, and she said the right words to hit me that even made me think about it. But at the end of the day, it would have been Stephanie.
So when it came down to it, you didn't believe Stephanie after all, or was there any merit to what she was saying at all?
I didn't believe her in that part, but the part that wasn't aired is that she kind of repeatedly hit this mark of like robbed out for himself, like it looked bad that you're out for yourself. Well, maybe she didn't phrase it like that, but like it felt like you know this idea that is this thing that we were like you know you got to play your own game and don't listen to Rob. And I got in my own head that, oh, I can't listen to Rob. Oh, I have to, you know, it's not that he's lying. It's just that his things that you're telling me are helping him. And so what I kind of figured out, like after the fact, was like, oh, just because it benefits him doesn't mean it doesn't benefit me. It can benefit both of us. So I just got in my own head that I was like, oh, I have to play the middle. And so I pick up this middle case that I'm like, and the second I walk back, I'm like, what? Why would I do that? The one thing I could have done, literally, Dan, just keep on second guessing yourself. You're not trusting your gut, and it did me in. So it was like that. So it was, like I said, poetic. But yeah, I just she made me waver, and I second guessed myself.
Yeah, the relationship with you and Boston Rob starts in episode one. It's like the first scene, the first pair of people we see. Yeah, but what was going through your head when you saw Boston Rob? Because you were familiar with him before the show,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, apparently I didn't know he was a hero villain. So I knew he was like a hardcore, like he'd do anything to win. I knew he was super good at the game. I watch a lot of Big Brother YouTube, and Big Brother, you know, when you watch Big Brother, I watch the Rob Has a Podcast clips. You guys do everything. Yeah, I watch all the podcasts. You give me some tough love. I thought Jenny would come here, be nice. No. The things you said were spot on. Jenny's a lot softer touch. She's the Alyssa. You're the Rob. So I'd seen clips. I mean, when you watch clips of Big Brother, it sweeps into Survivor, and I knew he was versus villains, and I knew he was on a season when it was him versus Russell Hance. So my brain combined those two, because Russell Hance, like, look, the guy's a villain. That's obvious. Mm-hmm. So I thought he was the hero, and you know, in credit to him, he was very heroic in many times. So I kind of knew that he was a backstabber, but even the heroes in these games backstab. So I was aware of his pedigree, at least.
Mm-hmm. And we didn't really get to see a lot of your relationship with the other cast members. Did you get close with the people outside of your Rob Mob alliance?
For sure. The big one will always be Jordan. Me, Jordan, Alyssa, with really thick as thieves. I really struggle with separating game personal, obviously. And I could see that she was like wavering, you know, going to the Night Owl side. I was like, what are you doing? Like, we've been here this whole time, and realize now, like, obviously it's that you go with the members. So, so I was super close to Jordan. It's crazy. I think this is the one thing I really wish they showed is me and Stephanie were legitimately friends. It's why it hurt so much for her to, that plan was set in motion. It hurt so much that we had been on different sides. You know, at that point I realized like we are good friends. We are, you know, we talked about social issues. We in high school, like within miles apart. So that's the big one, is that we don't talk much now. We bear the hatchet. I was close with a lot of the cast. Right now, you know, my texts, they're all Alyssa, Rob, and Jordan. not to mention that, not say that people don't like me, just, you know, those are the people that I'm best, that are my closest friends.
Yeah, them and the host, Joe. So we found out that apparently you and Joe have a lot in common.
We do. Me and Joe are big Magic and Gathering nerds. I was obviously giving weightlifting tips and I'm sure he's going to give me dancing tips now. We have a lot in common. We're like both super nerds. He talked to me during the video and audio nights when we were, you know, when it's a cut, we're gonna shoot the different angle. He'd be looking at me like the new Magic the Gathering cards. And so we talk a lot about Magic the Gathering. He's it's funny. My three closest friends are like three contestants, and then the fourth is Joe, who's so it's another funny the weirdest combo of all people is like Boston Rob and Aaron and Joe Manganiello and Aaron. So it's, but hey, I have friends from all different places.
Yeah, no, it's so cool. It's so cool. Even seeing some of the posts of you and Boston Rob online, it's been so fun to watch. And you've been getting such a positive reception from the audience. Were you surprised with how you were depicted on the show?
No, I think Rob texted me and was like, dude, you're going to be a superstar. Like everyone's like, you're going to be a superstar. And I was like, okay, let's tone it down there. But, I felt everyone feels like the main character. Everyone feels like the hero in their story. You always do. But, I really felt like, you know, I had a lot of growth, and I really, you know, I pride myself. Like, it's funny because I'm like accountant, I'm a nerd. I'm someone you think is very like small and logical. And I do think I am that, but I definitely am someone who's at the end of the day is more of a social player and someone who's really social. So I knew that, I always go back to episode one, everyone is cheering for me. Everyone like that was the most excited because I when I pat myself on the back, I think I'm a charismatic guy. And I think that I was lucky enough that they showed that. So, I was happy of it. We always think we're more tactical than we are. I think I was more tactical. I feel like I was more tactical than the edit showing me, but look, it wasn't the most tactical. So I get why it shows me the way it does. So it's as accurate as it could possibly be in reality TV.
Gotcha. Is there anything that happened on the show that you really wish they had shown? Like, is there something that happened that you're surprised they didn't show?
It's got to be the me and Stephanie's arc. Like, it was just like an interesting me and Stephanie's arc is the biggest one. Like the kind of feeling like maybe I gaslit her and that we created this debacle that, you know, threw Rob under the bus, and then in general, maybe like a little more clips of me questioning Alyssa. Cause I the princess card thing, come on. I don't even know if there's a princess card in Magic. Well, I love Magic. We bonded over the fact that we're different professions. And sometimes you got to hit those marks. You know, well, you're a princess, I'm an accountant. You got to combine the two. So, you know, same way, you know, Nick is a garbage collector. He doesn't talk about garbage at all. But half the time when he wins a challenge, he's like, because of my garbage collecting skills. Mm-hmm. So, Alyssa was definitely a blind spot for me. But the middle ground of like, I'm completely oblivious to I was super aware of her. I was in the middle ground. And I say it, I wanted to play with people that knew the game, that were smart. And I found Rob, who's the smartest, the best game of all time, maybe. Never mind in the game. And Alyssa, who really seemed to have an act for knowing the hit buttons, being a little conniving, you know, being witchy is how she played it. So I knew that she had a potential to be altruistic. Altruistic is bite for yourself. It to be bite for yourself. I definitely was, blinded at some points, but I'm aware of her gameplay.
Yeah, have you you've mentioned Big Brother, and obviously you were familiar with Boston Rob. Would you go on and do any other competition reality shows similar to this?
Yeah, for sure. If you know the other stuff, I'll do that. Just give me $100,000, hopefully. But for actual competition shows, I love to do any number of them. For me, I said it before, like NBC's where you get to start. I'm not going to be the guy who jumps ship 100 times. No one wants that. And, you know, Survivor and Amazing Race would be amazing. No pun intended. But you know, for now, I'm a CB, you know, I'm an NBC guy for a good reason, and I love their shows. So the big one is The Traitors. You know, the other show that I know they have is House of Villains. I don't know if I'm going to cast for that one. I don't know if I fit the role yet. Maybe get some behind the scenes footage and be trash talking everybody. Then we can get a role in that. But for now, it's the Villains or maybe another show. But like I said, I'd love to do any number of the shows. It'd be a blast. I think this was a trial one. I feel like when I left, I was like, oh, I could do this again. I could do this easily. You know, but you have to go through it. You have to make the mistakes and be in your own head and have some mental health, not issues, but mental health, you know, maybe a little breakdowns. We all have breakdowns, but maybe not as public ones outside of me. but I needed to go through all that. But I think the next time around, if there's a next time, hopefully, I'll be a lot better.
Yeah. And so let everybody know where they can find you and what you do have coming up next, because I'm telling you, they were not wrong. You are definitely a star, and I'm sure everybody wants to keep up with you moving forward.
Yeah. Yeah. You can find me on Instagram. Don't call me A-A-1, the pun, because of the Key and Peele sketch. And for that, you know, I'm not a social media savvy guy. I have different usernames for everything, which is the red flag. You can't do that. But for now, if you just search Aaron Barbell, look, there's no one has my name. I'm the one and only Aaron Barbell. So if you search me around, if you find it, it's probably me. But for now, just follow me on Instagram. If there's enough people want to watch it, I'll make a Twitch channel or something like that.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you so much for answering all these questions. Yeah, we didn't mean to grill you so hard, but you did so well in the season. We had to check in.
Yeah, you did. It was good. These are good questions. I'm glad you valid points throughout the episodes.
All right. Thank you. And okay, everyone, that was Aaron, the one and only Aaron Barbell, the most recent eliminated contestant from Deal or No Deal Island. To keep up with more of our coverage of Deal or No Deal Island, please remember to subscribe to the RHAP Hit or Quit podcast feed for weekly episode recaps. And be sure to follow me on all social media platforms at Recap Kickback for more information on what I have going on. Until next time, peace.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.